Lord Jesus, we need you to help us to get unstuck. To get unstuck from the place where we are. And to believe you for a new and true horizon. Lord, help us to leave old things behind, to let them go, to forget about it, so that we can look forward and look ahead to the good things that you've prepared for those that love you. Help us to get unstuck. Thank you, Lord. God, give us eyes to see. What you are showing us and what you've already prepared for us. We thank you. We need your help. We need your help. Father, we thank you that this is the time for a new horizon. That death is not our future. Heartache is not our home. Yes, we go through heartache, but it's not our home. That's not where we camp out. It's not where we stay. We're supposed to get up and trust you and move on. So we just bless you. We thank you, God, that you are always willing to help us. You give us the grace and the strength to do whatever we need to do when we trust you. But we must be looking, God, we know, through eyes of faith, eyes of freshness, looking at things with a newness of life. We just bless you. We thank you. We thank that you're going to help us. That you are helping us. Hallelujah. And that you are our hope. You are our earnest expectation of good. You hold all the things that we long for. They're in you. They're in your word. They're in your promises. They're even in our hearts. We just bless you. We thank you. Lord, we continue to pray for this year, 2026, and that we would demonstrate that we are your sons and daughters. We just bless you. We thank you. We're privileged. We're honored. And we honor you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why don't you tell two or three people, say, get unstuck. Say, just get unstuck. Tell them to come out. Come out. Hallelujah. Amen. I guess let's give the praise and worship in the band a hand. Praise the Lord. And Andrew. Good job, Andrew. Good job, my man. Praise God. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, y'all ready for round two of our wintry? I know, right? So you might as well just get glad. Might as well just get glad, that's all. Amen? And make the best of it, right? Make some fun out of it. Praise God. So, because they say it's coming. Amen. Some try to get you out of here. Amen. And so I'm just thank God. And so let's get into the word, and then there's something I want us to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like to activate things. You know, after you've heard the word, then you activate it. Right? We act on it. That's when it works best. Amen. So 2026 is the year of dominion. Amen. So today I'm going to be speaking a little bit more about declaring your destiny. We're supposed to declare our destiny, right? The destiny that God has laid out for us. Amen. So that he would, so that our future would no longer be a total mystery, but that we would discover what God is doing. Amen. And what he has planned for us. And then I want to spend some time on making some declarations on, let's say this. Hold up your Bible, your iPads, your cell phones. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, be quiet back there. All right. You got it? Say, this is my Bible. It is the word of God. I am what the word says I am. I can do what the word says I can do. I can have what the word says I can have. Why? Because it will lift me up out of darkness into the light, out of sickness into health, out of poverty into wealth. Somebody say, this day, after hearing and receiving the ever-living, the everlasting word of God, is that me? I will never be the same again. Never, 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 never. Never, ever, ever, ever will I be the same again in Jesus' name. Now tell the person sitting next to you, say, just one word from God will change your life. Amen. That gets me excited, because this is a whole bunch of words in here. Amen. And just one of them will change our lives. Amen. So we've been talking about declaring your destiny. And I'm just going to be reading a couple of my notes. You know, as I was making notes for this message, it reminded me of when Dr. Lamont and I first got saved, right? When we become born again Christians, we've got some things to straighten out. There's some things right off. There are things that we need to change, that need to be changed, right? So, of course, as baby Christians, we have to grow up in the Word of God, and we need other people to help us. But God wants us to get busy changing our circumstances, because we were born again into a world of sin. And so things got messed up. But that's okay, because God's already fixed that. He's already given us his word. He's given us the Holy Spirit. He's given us his authority. Amen. He's given us a voice. And so God has given us tools that we can use to dominate. And to last week I talked about we just can't sit around and just wait for stuff to happen to us and just watch it. One thing after another, like a tennis game. This thing is happening. That thing is happening. No, tell somebody, those days are over. Say, I'm going to start saying something, which is the word of God. Amen? And so when Dr. Lamont and I got born again, you know, we started like everybody else from the simple things, right? Job 22:28, it says, you shall what? Decree a thing, and it shall be established. Now, as I was studying over the past couple of days, I found out that word established there in Job 22:28 is the same word as arise in Isaiah 60. So God is saying we need to decree a thing, to declare it. Another translation or another definition of the word decree there, it means to decide. I used a title a couple weeks ago where we had what our attitude should be. Opinion, to have an opinion about dominion. And so we need to decide we're going to believe the word of God and then speak the word of God. The word of God is the fix. We should be living a life of fixing things in addition to being blessed. Is that my microphone? Okay, what am I doing wrong? Because it's annoying me. Why is it doing that? Why would it do that? What, Mickey? What?
Your necklace?
The earring? The necklace? Oh. Sorry, y'all. Technical difficulty. You think it's the necklace? No?
No, not the bracelet.
Can't be the bracelet because it's here. Okay, we'll keep going. Maybe I'll figure it out. So once we get born again, we're supposed to get busy fixing things. Amen? Do y'all agree? Because when we got born again, things were messed up. And we were born with all kinds of sins in our family, sins with ourselves, all kinds of iniquity and curses. Right? All that stuff needs to be cleaned up and left behind. Amen? And so we need the word of God to be able to do that so that we could take dominion instead of things, circumstances, and sin dominating over us, right? But, you know, as they were singing today, we have to kind of stay at a place where we are dissatisfied. Like we should always be ready to grow in God. We shouldn't just be settled. I'm not saying not be settled in who we are in Christ, but we shouldn't just ever be at a settled place where we don't expect God's word to do something and still be effective in our lives. How many of you agree with that? In other words, you may retire from your job, but we don't retire from being a Christian. We don't retire from believing the word of God. We don't retire from renewing our mind. We don't retire from trusting God. We don't take no breaks, right? If we take a break, then the devil will make sure he causes you some trouble. But you know what? That's okay, because once he disturbs you, then maybe that'll make you stand up and say something. And stand up, right? Stand up and do something. But that's better than just sitting there and taking it. You know, no, you stand up and say, no. So we need to be taking dominion. So when Dr. Lamont and I, we got born again, I'm certain, I don't remember specifically, but I'm certain that one of the scriptures we started declaring when we probably didn't know nothing was, as for me and my house. Anybody start confessing that scripture early on in your walk with God? As for me and my, I might not know nothing else, but I have decided, we decided that as for me and our house, we're going to serve the Lord. How many of you know that alone will take you a long way? Why? Because you've made a decision. Joshua asked them, you need to decide who you're going to follow. Right? He said, I don't know who you're going to pick. You're going to pick idols. You're going to pick serving the devil. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We've made the decision. So that's the decision. I remember Kendall Copeland used to say, A quality decision is one that you are not going to turn back on. And so as Christians, we have to know whatever decisions we make based on the Word of God, we are not going to turn back on it. And I know I have in my notes, look, when we decree and declare things, we're going to have to do it all the time. We can't just decree something one day, one week, one month, sometimes not even one year. What do we do? If we know that we can decree a thing and it will arise, it will be established, it will be done for us, we should be able to stand on that thing, confess it, believe it, receive it, until we see the manifestation. But what we do as Christians, what? We get tired. Anybody ever get tired? Anybody ever cry and say, God, I'm tired of waiting? But we got to watch what we say. Because we're not really waiting as the word typically means. We're expecting. Yeah, it's taking longer than I thought. Okay, right? It may look like it's not happening. But again, as spiritual people, we have to make sure we remember things are happening in the spiritual realm. And so we have to keep saying what we're saying, keep believing what we're believing until one day it just shows up. It's going to just show up. And then it's funny because when it shows up, when it happens, we still act like we didn't really believe it. Right? Oh my God, God did this and he did that. And, you know, well, I thought you were believing all along, you know. But we act surprised and shocked. But that's okay. As long as we're still believing God. We believe until we receive. Amen? So tell the person next to you, say, don't back out. And don't give up on the word of God. I remember Kenneth Hagin Sr., he used to say, I'm sure I've shared it with you before, he used to say, once you decide that you're going to believe God, no matter how long it takes, he says, it usually doesn't take long. So we shouldn't be using our faith looking at our watch. Or using our faith, keep looking, is my arm healed yet? You know, we look, is it on, you know, no. We should be surprised. There should be an element of surprise. Like, you know, you're combing your hair. It's like, oh, my God, it's gone. You know, that type of thing. But that's because we've been believing God all along, and we never gave up on the word. Right? But we have to believe the word. I'm always thinking about how all the stories in the Bible, I mean, they're so fantastic. They're so unbelievable, right? We never saw a sea part. We never saw frogs populate one neighborhood and not your house. You know, we've never seen, but we must believe that it is the Word of God and that it really happens. I have to encourage myself this way all the time in order to reinforce my belief that God is a God of impossibilities and that with God, all things are possible, right? With God, all things are possible. Whatever we need that pertains to life and godliness, health, happiness, peace, joy, it belongs to us. But God is looking for faith. He said, if you don't have faith in me, it's impossible to please me. So if we believe one thing, we got to believe all of it. We have to believe all of it. All of it. This isn't partial truth, right? If we believe one account, I'll say story, but if we believe one story in the Bible, we got to believe the rest of them, no matter how fantastic and impossible it sounds. But I blame that too on the fact that we haven't been believing God for things. So we don't know what he does. We don't hardly know what he does. because we don't think he does those type of things, that he does the miraculous. Amen? Romans 4, we're supposed to be just like God when we're declaring our destiny. We're supposed to be just like God. Romans 4, 17, I think, the verse. And it says, God who raises the dead, right? And calls things that be not as though they were. So having seen something before doesn't determine whether we're going to see something for the first time. Right? Would you agree with that? You ever see a sea parted? That was the first time, right? But God will do first time things. But we can't, so in other words, he'll do things one time. It's not like a pattern, you know, which will throw us off. So we have to believe that he'll do the impossible for us. Jesus said, all things are possible to him that what? That believes. So, again, we are declaring our destiny. And so it's so important that we renew our minds. I want to share something with you. I was on a webinar yesterday, and a psychotherapist, she was part of the seminar. I was on a body, it's called Strong Woman Club. So she brought this psychotherapist on to just explain how you need to stay. She said, motivation isn't enough. You have to want to do something, you know. So, because you can get out of the mood, right? So motivation is not enough. You have to know what you want to see. You have to stay focused on what you want to see, and that should keep you going. That should give you the energy. That's how faith works. When we can see what we're believing God for, his grace will continue to energize us so that we can stick it out till the end, until we see that thing. You know, they were talking about until you get the body that you want, you know, working out and eating and things like that. So anyway, it's just important for us to renew our minds. I'm sure you've heard this before, but she said, anybody ever hear about how many thoughts a person has in a day? Yeah? No? So she was saying that people have from 50,000 to 80,000 thoughts in a day. Isn't that something? Now just imagine if we don't have no word in our head. And she said 80% of those 50 to 80,000 thoughts per day, 80% of them are not true. Boy, that'll hold somebody down, won't it? And I'm talking about us. So that means we're going to have to do something about those thoughts. God help us to know what to think. We want to think right, not wrong. Says 80% of those thoughts are not true. And then she said 90% of those thoughts are recycled to the next day. Dang. You see how important it is for us to know God's promises? We'll just be in a loop. Now, I didn't even know what I was saying earlier about us being unstuck. We have to get unstuck. You know, of the old LPs, when you get stuck on the shiny part in the middle, or on a scratch, a chup-a-chup, a chup-a-chup, a chup-a-chup. That's what we're doing sometimes. We're going, a chup-a-chup, a chup-a. Why is this always happening to me? How come I don't get anywhere? It's because we get stuck. Because we got 80,000 thoughts and 80% of them aren't true. So we're just in a loop of deception, of negativity, right? I heard this doctor say, He said, somebody, it was about bone health, and someone asked the question, what's one of the main reasons for osteoporosis? And the doctor said, negativity. Isn't that something? That, what does that mean? That means your thoughts affect your body. Somebody say, God help me. So we have to make sure we're thinking God's word, what he says. Are y'all hearing me? That's just one example of what our thoughts do to our bodies. So, you know, some of us are believing God for healing. Maybe the first thing we need to do is stop being negative and start examining our thoughts. Amen? Somebody say amen. Amen. So, and then she said, and I've heard this before, so that's why we have to renew our minds, so that we can correct and kick out, get rid of those negative thoughts or those thoughts that are not true. I'm a failure. Nobody loves me. I'll never make it. Right? I'm too this. I'm too that. I don't have any faith. You know, nothing goes right. I probably said that already. But those thoughts, according to Scripture, they are wrong. Because you're loved. Because you can do all things through Christ. Because you're precious to God. Because you're a son of God. Because you're supposed to reign as a king, right? We're supposed to reign in this life. We're supposed to dominate. But we can't dominate with 80% of untrue statements. Amen? How many of you know that that's worth renewing the mind right there? And so we can't just be just a Christian. You know, I sit in my house thinking how, you know, as Christians, sometimes we'll go day after day after day doing the same thing, not looking to God for anything new, to do anything new, to give anything new, right? To learn anything new. We should not be like that. We won't be dominating nothing, right? And then we'll be frustrated with ourselves, right? And just add more thoughts on. So we need God. We need God. And we need to learn how to dominate. We need to know that we've been called to change things and to fix things. Amen? So I want to spend the next few minutes, forget about everything else I said, not forget about everything else, but I want to switch. You know, I was listening to someone preaching, and I got inspired again about, you know, Proverbs 6:15. Let's look at that. And then I'll just pick up some stuff next week. But I just want us to just do and say something today. And let this be an atmosphere. You know, we should be able to practice what we hear preached. It makes it fun. It makes it come alive. That way you don't have to go home and nothing happens. And you forget what was said. But I'm not trying to say nothing to be cute. I'm trying to say something so we can change. So we can win. Amen? So we can dominate. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. Sorry about that. You okay? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, maybe I didn't give it to them. I hate when that happens. All right. Proverbs 6. Maybe I didn't. All right. Well, if you have your Bible, Proverbs chapter 6 and verses 14 and 15. And it says, no, that's not it. No wonder they can't find it. What did I give you on Proverbs? Just put up Proverbs. Yeah, there it is. 6:30. Amen. All right, let's read that together. Thanks, y'all. Let's read that together. People, do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is starving. Yeah, so we need verse 31. Yet when he is found, he must restore sevenfold. He may have to give up all the substance of his house. In the kingdom of God, yeah, people steal. But in the kingdom, the thief is the devil. He's the thief. Remember, once we get born again, we got to work on changing things, fixing things. And one of the things we need to fix is to get back what was stolen from us. So it just hit me when I heard that we want to restore seven times what the enemy gave, took from us. Whether it's, that's why I was writing some things, whether it's money, whether it's dignity. You've heard me say before, living faith alone by herself, itself, has gone through some things. And I know you personally, you've gone through things, whatever we went through as a ministry, you went through it with us, right? Meanwhile, you personally were being stolen from. Amen? But we don't have to settle for that. God is a God of judgment. Right? He's a righteous judge, and he judges righteously. He said, if a thief steals from you because they're hungry, even then, even if they were hungry, they have to pay him back. But the devil's not hungry, he's just evil. And so, and I know we've done this before probably, but I just want us to do some taking back today. And so you can start here, but then you can get in your car, you can go home, and you can start listing all the stuff. Look, Satan owes me money. He stole money from me, and it's through somebody else, but I can't keep that person accountable. So I can keep the devil accountable because he used that person to rob from me. If we're sick, it's because the devil makes people sick. So if you've been sick, you can claim and declare seven times your health, seven times the money. So he owes me money. Not just me personally. He owes me peace that he stole from me. You know, anything our ministry went through, anything that you go through, it affects you. And it robs from you so that you don't feel whole. So I want everything back. I want my reputation back. People have lied about me. I want seven times my reputation. I want seven times my dignity, devil. I want seven times the money you stole from me. I want seven times the members you stole from me. When he stole people out of here, and he did, some left, but some were stolen through deception and lies. How many of you people have lied about you? That you suffered loss because people lied about you. Well, we want it back. Because that wasn't our fault. We didn't take it from ourselves. We didn't lose it. It was stolen. So, devil, you pay me back. Let's get busy. And pay me back 7 times all my money, 7 times all my peace, 7 times all my time, 7 times all my growth, right? 7 times my influence that I lost. So if you've been traumatized in any type of way, you know, I heard this psychologist, I know about trauma. Anything that happens to us that is devastating, right? But she also shared that trauma includes feeling unsafe, feeling neglected. You know, all those negative things that happen to us, they traumatize us. And that's why I say we need to be, all of us need to be healed of any trauma. That's why we don't sit on it. That song said, death is not the end, heartache's not the end. Look, everybody goes through heartaches. And that's not to minimize it, but we're not supposed to die in our heartache. We're supposed to heal and then get back up and get busy. Get busy. And we can even take dominion in our grief. Grief shouldn't shut our mouths. So the things that happen to us, they shouldn't cause us to get stuck. We need to know that the Lord will help me, the Lord will heal me, and I'm getting through this. I'm going to keep believing God. I'm going to keep speaking to things. You know, I can't command my loved one to raise up from the grave, but I can command everything else. Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. All right, let me try to take an earring off. Technical difficulties. See, messed up my flow. So I want us to, oh, see, it wasn't my earring, so put my earring back on. So I want us to practice today. And if you need to walk around for a couple minutes because you don't want nobody to hear you, I need you to get it out today. Amen? We're not talking about whispering, I receive 7 times. No. No. Make some noise. Make some noise. And we got to remember, like Kenneth Hagin Sr. used to say, when you want a dog, a stray dog, keep coming to your house, you don't say, get away, dog, shoo, shoo. You say, get off of my property. And so they can just go scampering off. That's what we need to do. We need to be saying that to poverty, sickness, disease, lack, mental illness, depression. We should speak anything that exists, we are able to speak to it and make a change with our words. God created everything with words, and we should be able to change things back with our words. Anybody in agreement with that? So look, this is part of taking dominion. And I know you've been stolen from. And I'm telling you, you need to take it back. You need to command and demand the enemy, who is the thief. John 10 says, Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it to overflow. I came that you might have life and have it too much. He came to bring us too much. Look, right? So we don't have to say, I don't care if you lost the money. You were stupid. Blame the devil for making you stupid. And tell him to bring you your money back. Say, I want my dignity back. I want my intelligence back, and I want my money back. So I want you to stand up. And so we're going to command and demand from the enemy. I wrote different things down, right? And I want somebody, a couple people, I'm not calling nobody to preach, okay? Because if I ask you, you're going to do something, you don't do it, that's not right. Amen? So let's say this. Say, in Jesus' name, devil, you have been found. You are the thief. Not my cousin, not the bank, not the mortgage company, not other people. You are the thief. And you use them to steal from me. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says that if a devil be, if a thief be found, he shall return seven times what he stole, even if he has to empty out his whole house to do it. Say, in Jesus' name, devil, I command you right now, because I have discovered you. I know you're the source. In Jesus' name, I command you to give me back seven times all my money you stole from me. I command you in Jesus' name to give me back seven times all my dignity. In Jesus' name, I command you, devil, to give me back seven times my hope, seven times my health, seven times my energy, seven times my vision, seven times my peace, seven times my joy, seven times my finances, seven times my happiness. Did I say seven times my energy? Seven times godly direction. You pay me back seven times my mental clarity. In Jesus' name, you pay me back seven times my opportunities that you stole from me and caused me to miss. In the name of Jesus, you give me back seven times. Now, we just want one here. My relationships. My grandkids. Everything you stole from me, you give it back to me now. I demand it back from, and I mean what I'm saying. What I'm saying is valid. What I'm saying is backed up by scripture. I decree a thing so that it may be established and show up on my doorstep. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I want you to go like this. Just take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Come on, use your imagination. Take it back. Take it back. Come on, all you nice people. No, take it back. Don't nobody nice to the devil. No. He's an enemy of God. I take it back. I take it back. I take back what you stole from me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to come up real quick and just say what I didn't have on the list? I don't know. It must be this outfit. Anybody, just whatever I didn't miss, just shout it out. So take me back. Amen. I'm sorry. I didn't turn it on. That would be a good idea. Amen. That's somebody. Say it. Say it.
I take back peace in Jesus' name. My peace. Peace of mind. Seven times. I'm the head and not the tail.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Seven times. Seven times. Seven times for my confusion. Seven times the clarity. Hallelujah.
I take back restoration seven times in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. We take back our restoration and everything that goes with it. Anybody else? Come on, somebody, just say it. Say it. Some of y'all need a breakthrough, just need to come up and say it. Anybody else? Anybody? You coming, Robert? Oh. You come, okay, Robert, okay. Teresa, you can hand off to Robert when you finish.
Father, we thank you. Devil, I speak to you now, and I command you to release my family, restoring relationships within my family in the name of Jesus. Marriages restored in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Marriages restored in the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we take it back. We take back all of our lost relationships, all of our broken relationships. Hallelujah.
Devil, I command you, you're a liar in the first place. And I command you right now, seven times, you will restore my family, my daughter, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, she will come out of that lifestyle. She will come out of that shot of living with somebody, living with another man. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command my healing right now in my body seven times in the name of Jesus. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, I command it. I decree that it is so in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Some of Robert's ailments are from war. We take back whatever we lost from any wars. Foreign and national, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, I want y'all to be prepared. I want you to mean what you're saying. I need you to confess it every day, to demand it to come back, to say that it's yours, that is mine, that is mine. Remember, God is a righteous judge. He's a righteous God. Amen.
I command.
Say it loud.
Excellent. I command in the name of Jesus seven times the favor on my job. Seven times people I am taking back all the negative things that people have said about me that haven't been true, God.
Yeah.
You are going to show them that what is true, who I am, and I will have full favor with everyone that I come in contact with.
Amen.
At my job.
Amen. Praise God.
I take back in the name of Jesus where our names have been written in wills and people have lied and deceived and not been transparent about it. I take back that inheritance that was promised to us in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Inheritances. Hallelujah.
Devil, in the name of Jesus, I take back the sight in my left eye that you tried to blind me with in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Seven times. Come on, Mickey. Come on, Mickey. Two more people, and then we're going to stop.
I take back my voice seven times.
Amen. Hallelujah. Seven times. Her voice.
In Jesus' name, I take back seven times for my son, peace, love, and a sound mind. Thank you, Father, and your plan and your purpose that you have established for him. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Devil, I command you to seven times return the mind of my daughter. Psychologically, physically, emotionally, and financially. I command you to return her two sons back to her in the name of Jesus. I command you to seven times my eyesight, my every part of me that you
In Jesus' name. Somebody say, I agree with my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, I take back seven times my heart, my power, and my strength. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Say it louder.
In Jesus' name, I take back my power, my heart, and my strength. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Say, that's my power. That's my strength. In the name of Jesus. Come on, say, that's mine. I'm steward over what's mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I want you to get excited. Get excited. Get rid of your fake faith. Use your voice. Believe God and His word. Believe that God wants to restore you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give the Lord another shout. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the devil has to return what he stole from us, no matter what. Hallelujah. God, you said your covenant of peace, you would never take from us. Your covenant of peace is nothing missing, nothing broken. I'm sorry. Nothing lacking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, restoration is mine. Glory to God. Remember, it's already started. It's coming. It belongs to you. You keep claiming it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, tell one or two people, say, this is going to be a happy house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you can be seated. You can be seated. I'm going to give an invitation. Amen. Maybe you've been watching us, thinking we're crazy people up in here. We just believe God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God, we don't want to disappoint you. You're looking for faith. And what we want you to find it in us. We are faith kids. Hallelujah. But if there's anybody here today and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's a necessary thing to get into the kingdom of God. You have to accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Not just mine. Not just other people's here, not your mama's, not your daddy's Lord, but you have to make him your Lord. So I'm going to pray a simple prayer. Salvation comes so easy. All you have to do is believe on the word of God. Believe what you pray with your mouth as it's coming from your heart. So it has to be sincere. So I'm going to pray this simple prayer, and as you repeat this prayer after me, at the end of that prayer, you will be saved. You'll be in the kingdom. So with every head bowed, every eye closed, just repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that I am a sinner. I also believe that you are my Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. And I also believe that God raised you from the dead to live forever so that I could get born again today and live forever with you. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Savior. Be my Master. Say, Lord Jesus, take my life. I give it to you. Do something good with my life. I want to see your plans for my life come to pass. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I call you Lord. I am saved. Praise the Lord. You all can look up. If anybody prayed that prayer for the very first time, anybody here, you prayed that salvation prayer for the very first time. You did? Amen. Praise God. Yay! We're so happy for you. Here comes Yvette. She's going to talk to you and give you some information and pray with you. Amen. We're so excited for you. Come on, let's give her a hand clap. Welcome to the kingdom. I'll find out your name when you come out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord some praise for her. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it's time for tithes and offerings, and Minister Sheila, I did look at the bulletin. The bulletin today. So why don't you welcome Minister Sheila to the platform?
Praise God. Pastor, you are on fire. Amen. And we are learning for certain how to take dominion with the words of our mouths. Amen. Praise God. Why don't you prepare yourself to give tithes and offering? If anybody needs an envelope that has not been given one, please raise your hand and our ushers will serve you. And if you're at home, we're going to give you an opportunity as well. We'll show you in a few moments how the various ways that we can give. But before we go there, I want to read just a scripture and share just a little bit with you. So in the book of Luke, and I believe it's the NLT version that I pulled this from, chapter 6, verse 38, it says, "Give, and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back." And when I read that scripture the other day, it made me think of when I was a kid and they had bona fide ice cream parlors. Y'all remember ice cream parlors? I might be dating myself. But they had containers. And they would scoop the ice cream in the container, and then they would press it down with what they were scooping with, and then they would take it, and they would bounce it against the counter, and then they would press it down, and they would shake it, and they would bounce it, and they would press it and press it until all of the air came out of that container, and it was full to overflow. Well, that's how God wants to bless us. He wants to bless us like that. How big is your container, though, that you're pouring from? And he said the measure that you pour from, or he's going to meet it, and he's going to press it down, and he's going to give it to you for overflow. You see, today, the way the economy is going, they charge us more, and you look at the little bags of things that you used to get, and the bags are shrinking, but the price is going up. Well, that's not God's economy. God's economy doesn't work like that. He gives us more than enough. He gives us an abundance. And see, sometimes when we're giving, we think God is trying to get something from us, but he's not trying to get something from us because he doesn't need anything from us but our obedience. He's trying to get something to you. So whatever it is that God is telling you to give, give it. That your tithe that you owe to God. But whatever he's telling you to give, give that to him because he has something that he's trying to get to you. Amen? Praise God. Audio, will you please read show the video how to give?
Here at Living Faith, we have made giving easy by using electronic options as much as possible. You can text to give by texting LFCCNJ to 77977. You can give once or set up as a recurring gift. Just enter in your details, confirm your gift, and you're done. You can give through our LFCCNJ Church app. This method will look similar to text to give. The iOS version of the app can be downloaded at the App Store or you can get the Android version on Google Play. You can also give online at lfccnj.com/giving. If these options are not possible, you can obtain a pink envelope and deposit it as you leave. We thank you again for joining us today. God bless you.
Amen. Why don't you stand to your feet as we begin to read our tithe and offering confession? I can't see with the glasses, so let me put those away. Let's ready read. It says, we decree that because we are tithers, we receive the promise of Scripture that protects those who tithe and give offerings. As a household, we are committed to tithe and given to the Lord's work. Therefore, we claim tithers' rights. That means no devourer, destroyer, waster, plunderer, or pillager can rob from us in Jesus' name. They cannot steal our blessing or fruitful harvest. They cannot steal from our home, our businesses, or from any of our loved ones. The destroyer can't strip away our heritage or harm our children. We stand in the tither's blessing, which promises that the Lord will rebuke the evil one on our behalf. We stand in the tither's blessings that the Lord will open heaven's treasure and pour out the blessings we do not have room enough to receive. We stand confident that the tithe is raising a standard against every demonic plot and attack. We have faith that as Jesus, our Lord and eternal high priest, stands in heaven receiving our tithe, we are under the covenant of his blessing. We prophesy that the promise to the tither rests upon our families in Jesus' name, according to Malachi 3:11, Hebrews 7:8. Amen. Say hallelujah. Now, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the privilege, Lord God, to return the tithe to you, Lord. And we thank you for the privilege of sowing seed, because you said in your word that you give seed to the sower and bread for eating, Lord God. We thank you that what we've planted has been planted on good ground, and it will be returned to us 100-fold in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome Minister Kim as she comes to give us her announcements.
Amen. Praise God. Right, I just have some verbal announcements. But first we want to show a video announcement. If we have two video announcements, so you can run the video, please.
Calling all ministers of the gospel. Yes, that includes every born-again believer. We are excited to introduce our first life class of 2026, God's Instruction, Reclaiming Your Kingdom Authority. This isn't a repeat. This is a reawakening. This refreshed Bible training class builds on the foundation of the authority of the believer while speaking directly to today's world, today's battles, and today's calling. Expect fresh revelation, practical wisdom, and kingdom truth that's relevant for modern life. Classes will be held on Tuesdays, March 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st from 7 to 9 p.m. These classes are free, will not require any test, homework, or exams, but registration is required. There will be no walk-ins accepted. Please register on our website at lfccnj.com or by scanning the QR code located on the lobby poster no later than March 8th. For more information, contact Minister Kim at 856-661-8100, extension 142.
Every man has a God-given mandate. Every man has territory to take. Every man is called to walk in dominion. Join us every fourth Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 as we gather to grow, sharpen one another, and activate men to fulfill their kingdom mandate as leaders, husbands, fathers, and warriors in Christ. Pastor Connie has given specific emphasis and direction for the men in 2026. Join us as we come together to grow and walk out that vision with the men of Living Faith. Our next meeting will be held Saturday, February 28th, here at LFCC. Be sure to bring a friend.
Amen. And the Healthy Lifestyle Workshops were such a good, we had such a good time together that we're going to be doing something again in March, but it's only going to be for one day only. And so by popular demand, we're going to be meeting at March 7th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. just for 1 hour. We're going to touch on what it means to eat for a lifetime, and then we're going to do some low-impact movements. And what we discovered in the workshops in January is that movement is so important to making sure that you have a strong body. A lot of times the devil will tell you that when you're in pain, you shouldn't be moving, but that's just the opposite. In order to get our body free from the pain, we need to move. So we want to encourage you to come out. We had a good time, and we promise we're going to have a good time again. A lot of information was shared, so we invite you to be there on Saturday, March 7th, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. We're looking forward to seeing you. Water baptism is scheduled for Sunday, March 15th, during our 10 a.m. service. If you would like to be baptized, please complete a registration form located in the sanctuary foyer. For more details, you may contact Rosemary Robinson at 856-661-8110, extension 106. And in the event of inclement weather, we promise you that we will have it posted no later than Sunday at 7 a.m. If the decision is made to close the church earlier, then we'll have it posted earlier. But we want to encourage you to make sure that you get a text blast, go on our website, also church app. So again, in order to get the text blast, we need you to text the word start or yes to 87447. I always say that wrong, but if you go on our website, we'll have the right number, amen? Or the church app. We also do it on the church app. We do it on our website. And again, if you call the church, the voicemail would indicate that we are going to be closed. Amen? Amen. And then we have one more video that we'd like to share with you. And I just want to encourage everyone that marriages are strong here at Living Faith Christian Center. And we're taking back what the world had declared marriage to be. So we want to show you a little snippet of what we did on the Valentine's night, or our special time we spent together as couples. We had a good time. We had over 585 years of marriage in the house. Isn't that awesome? 585 years of marriage. We did a kiss cam, and we had a special serenade. So we want to share a little snippet of that video with you. Amen? That's our kiss cam. 58 years. 26 years. 40 years. Years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
8 years.
Yes.
21 years. 27 years.
My heart was wrapped up in clover.
5 years. We had newlyweds in the house. Years. 43 years. 45 years. 15 years.
I found a thrill to rest my
13 years. Sing it to our husbands.
For you are mine.
good time in the Lord. And Pastor, we are determined to take back marriage and have strong, healthy marriages here at Living Faith Christian Center. Amen?
Yeah, make sure we change some of those statistics. Amen? Praise the Lord. God will help your marriage stay together. Amen. Well, do we have any first-time attenders? Any first-time attenders? First-time attenders? Hi. Tell her, welcome to Living Faith. Say, we're so happy you got saved. You're our sister now. Amen. In the Lord. Aw. Praise God. It's so great to have you. We're so glad somebody invited you or you just drove here, just a drive-by. And however you got here, we're glad you came. Amen. Do you know her? You do? So you brought her? Okay, nice. Good job. Let's give him a hand. Praise the Lord. He brought a friend like we all should. But that's another sermon. If you, let me see, there's no birthdays. If anybody's here and you've been coming to Living Faith for a while and you believe the Lord is telling you this is your church, you need to be here, be a part of our church family, and we want to welcome anyone who has made that decision. Anybody? You've been coming for a while, you want to make Living Faith your church home, you can just raise your hand. Raise your hand, raise your hand. Anybody, anybody. Okay. All right. We're going to have prayer at the altar today. Y'all available? Okay. So after we close out in prayer, we'll have ministers and elders at the altar to pray with you if you want someone to, wants to, you? Okay. All right. Nice. You're especially going to join when you have your friends getting saved, right? So something must be happening here. Can you just take him the mic? Unless you want to come up and give your name. If you don't, we'll just give you the mic. You can just give us your name. We just want to know who we have. So we can say more than, hey.
Doing. My name's Nasir, and it's like my third or fourth time, so like about a month now, but I like it. So I recently got married to Mariah Boone, and she's she serves here, and she brought me, and that's why I've been led to stay. I think she told you, but you kind of didn't hear her, you know?
So Gary's going to help you out. He's going to give you some information as a new member. And don't be a stranger. And we make a promise. We have made it for a while. If you come to every time we're open and you listen to all of our Bible studies, within a year's time, your life will never be the same. Amen? Because the word works. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, everybody, you can stand up, stand to your feet. We're going to dismiss. I think the worst of the weather is not going to be till what? What time? What? It's not coming? Oh, yeah. They're prophesying, all right? Okay. All right, we'll join you. It's not coming. So, either way, right, you're declaring it's not. Amen. Praise God. I mean, I guess we got to do more than that. We'd have to, like, speak to the, what's his name? Geraldo or something? The storm has a name. They all have a name. So, amen. Praise God. Well, whatever you do, just cozy up and, you know, just enjoy some quiet time. Watch some movies or something. That's okay. Read your Bible. Whatever. Play some praise and worship music. Whatever you decide to do. So, amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you, God, for our sevenfold return. We thank you that you've given us authority over the enemy. And that when we speak faith-filled words, he has to listen to us. And he's got to give up our stuff. So we prepare ourselves. Whatever we're believing for, seven times return, we prepare ourselves to receive in Jesus' name. And we thank you ahead of time that you love us. You've got great plans for us. You've given us authority over the enemy. And we are seated with you in heavenly places. Lord Jesus, we just bless you. We thank you for all that you did to put us in this position to be called sons of God, to be called co-heirs with you, joint heirs with you. And we bless your name. Father, we agree with your word as we're supposed to do. And so we agree with you. You called us blessed. So that means we are blessed, happy, fortunate, empowered to prosper, and to be in thee. Well, if you're in agreement with that, say, I'm blessed. Say, and so are you. All right. I love you. Be safe. Drive safely.